Fire. Britain is a land full of traditions and customs, both ancient and modern, and many of them are to do with fire. Read on to find out more. Bonfire Night, Guy Fawkes Night. This takes place on November the 5th every year and is hundreds of years old. In 1605, a group of 13 young men tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament with the government and king inside. But they couldn't do it, and a young man called Guy Fawkes was the only one who went to prison. After they heard the news, many people built big fires because they were happy that the king was saved. Now families usually have a bonfire party in their garden or go to an organised one in the park, have fireworks and eat special food. Imbolc Fire Festival. This very old festival takes place in Huddersfield in the north of England at the beginning of February. It comes from a 2,000-year-old Celtic festival that celebrated the arrival of spring. During the festival, there's a big parade with lanterns and torches with fire jugglers and people who wear Celtic costumes. There are also two 12-feet-high figures, Jack Frost, who represents winter, and the Green Man, who represents spring. Burning the Clocks. This is a modern celebration and was born in 1993. It takes place in Brighton on December the 21st in the south of England. The local people make paper lanterns and wear costumes that have clocks on them. These clocks show the passing of time. They walk through the town to the sea, and there is a big bonfire where they burn their lanterns and watch the fireworks show. This happens on the shortest day of the year. Gollawan Festival. The word Gollawan means midsummer in the Cornish language, and we can find this celebration in Cornwall, in the southwest of England, in June. There are bonfires and fireworks, and it lasts 10 days. It celebrates Cornish, Celtic and international culture. Daineach Duag, that means welcome in the Cornish language.